השוטים שיש להם חוצה בשוטס, ופוטי שני משוחם בשמחם, בכל חצר האי ששום לך חוני, ושני הפוטים האי, וזה יפתש מי שם בחוצה. So, if it's hot to us, it's mechitza, so they have to build the case in the middle. In other words, that half of the thickness of the case or the wall should be on the grounds of what should have, and the other half of the thickness of the wall should be on the grounds of the other. Now, the Gemara has two machines. The first version of the Gemara is that mechitza means gudah. Gudah. So that means, according to that Lashon, according to the first Lashon in the Gemara, so only in the Shutvim, the two neighbors, so they agreed to make Yichud. So I'm sorry, only if they agreed to make Yichud. But if there was no agreement, so then one neighbor, one Shochet, could not force the other Shochet to build a wall, a mechitza joint, only because Hezek Kriya laughs me Hezek. In other words, it's not a question of shutvim. The important thing is the fact that they are contiguous neighbors, adjoining each other, whether they are shutvim or not shutvim. Suppose they're not shutvim. They just happen to have chatziris that adjoin each other. So it's the same schus, if there is a schus. And if there is no schus, because then Kriya Loish Nezek, so you give the Ashutvim. The Mishnah says Ashutvim Sharot Lazes Mechitze. Because usually, if there are two contiguous neighbors whose Chatzeris enjoy each other, so it's probably because they are Ashutvim. But suppose they're not Ashutvim, they just happen to have contiguous Chatzeris adjoining each other. So, if Hezek Kriya Shnei Hezek, so they can force each other. We'll discuss that question. Why does the Mishnah mention that the connection is Shutvim? But the Pashtus is that the same halacha applies even to a case where they're not Shutvim. They were never Shutvim. And for many, many years, everyone had his own chotzer, but the chotzer of one happens to adjoin the chotzer of the other. So, according to the first lashon, now the Mishnah deals with shutvim. So according to the first lashon, mechitza means a keisa, a wall. And the Mishnah has reference, according to the first lashon, with the chotzer sheyesh beyedichluki. Sheyesh beyedichluki. So, the melee, one shochin can. So one shutev can force the other shutev to make a chluki. Suppose Reuven and Shimon are shutvim. Let's say the yarshim, the chotzer from their father. And Reuven says, let's divide the chotzer. It has ches amas. So when it's divided, everyone will have double amas. So Reuven says to Shimon, let's divide it. And Shimon says, why divide it? Why can't we use all the grounds of the chotzer jointly? So Reuven certainly has his schus to force Shimon to divide it. So they divided it, whether they wanted or not, they divided it. So then, they decided to build a mechitza between them. So the Mishnah tells us, Hashutin Shemotzer Asim Mechitza, the chotzer, bring this Achisel Benz. But suppose they do not agree to build the keisel, and Reuven says to Shimon, let's build the keisel so that neither one of us will be able to look into the other's grounds while one of us is mishtamish b'chotzer. So according to the first motion, Hezek Kriya Loish Nehezek. In other words, it's not considered a mazik. The one who doesn't do any harm to the other fellow, except by looking into his grounds, when the other fellow doesn't like it, that's not called a mazik. So, this is the first question. That's according to the first question, mechitza means a case. And the Mishnah deals with the chotzer sheyesh beyichud. So, they divide the chotzer. Even if one doesn't want to divide it, so he can enforce it. But if they agree to build the keisel,
Then they build a KSL band. According to the second Moshe, Mechitzah means a division. Plukt. A division, a chaluk. So Hashitim and the Mishnah is reference to a Chotzer Hashem, but the chaluk. After it is divided, there will not be Daladamas for each one's chaluk. So maybe one Shutev cannot force the other Shutev to divide it. But if they want, if they both agree to divide it, then they can, then they divide it. So once they agree to divide it, Ashutrin Sherotzu Lasis, to make a division, to make a chalukah. Mechitzo means a division, a chalukah. So Mechotzea, so then once they agreed to divide it, so each one can force the other to build a Mechitze joint, a Kesa joint, in order to prevent, in order to eliminate Hezekiah. So Benvinus, and we pass by the second portion that has a clear Shmei Hezek, so middle of the Pshat in the Mishnah is Hashutrin Sherotzo Ba'asis Mechitzo. If the Shutrin agree to make a division in Chalukot Bechotzea, so then they have to build the Kesel whether they like it or not. One can force the other to build the Kesel joint. And whether they build it, they build it Be'emetz. In other words, half of the thickness of the Kesel has to be built on the grounds of one Shutev, and the other, and the half of the thickness of the Kesel has to be built on the grounds of the other. So Mokim Shenoabu Ibnei Zgovil, Gozis, Kvisim, Levenim, Boinim, Hagokim Medamino, Govil. So the thickness of a Kesel made out of Govil, in order that it should be sturdy and stable, so has to be, the thickness has to be Vov Tvoch. So the Mele, let's say if this is Vov Tvochim of the Kesel, so three Tvochim of that Kesel has to be built on the grounds of Ruvein, and three Tvochim has to be built on the grounds of Shimon, if Ruvein and Shimon are the Shuv. Alright. So then he said, because he's, if the Kesel, if the Minagam Dine is to build the Kesel of Gozis, so a Kesel built out of Gozis can be sturdy, even if the thickness is just 5 Tvachim. So he said, he's in He Tvachim Omechtov, he's in this He Tvachim, he's in Tvachim Omechtov, he's in Tvachim Omechtov. So in order to be sturdy, to be sufficiently sturdy, the thickness has to be 4 Tvachim. So, Zene is in Tvachim, Zene is in Tvachim. They both have to share in the expenses of the Kesel and also in the ground. Each one has to give up half of the mocking, of the space that is required for the thickness of the Kesel. So Zene, so between Zene is in Tvachim, Zene is in Tvachim. So in order to be sturdy, sufficiently sturdy, so the thickness has to be 3 Tvachim. So then it's in Tefach HaMechta, then it's in Tefach HaMechta. Alright. Then it's in Chalki Chotzim Mokim Iwa Kiniso Lachin Zeh. Govil Gozis Kvisi Hakim Yvor Yivmo. Hakim Kibin Et Amin. In Mune Gwidnes Begovil Ein Chavir Yochel Eima Ein Yichofi Itzal Gozis. Now, the Mishnah says Hakel Kibin Et Amin. The question is, does the Hakel Kibin Et Amin refer to the shiurim also, or only to the kind of material? Now Rashi says, "Hakol kimin gamine in mine gulivnes bigovil ein chaverei yochelei marim yichofitz al gozos." So Rashi only mentions that the mine gamine determines the nature of the material out of which the kesel is to be built. Whether the Kesel is to be built out of Tzedidafne, or it is to be built out of bricks, or of Krisim, or of Gozis, or of Gov. That depends upon the Minigam Dine. How about the Shul? Let's say the Minigam Dine is to build out of God. But the minute Amdine is that to build out of Govil a Keser that has a thickness, let's say, of 4 Tvochim, not of 6 Tvochim. So does the minute Amdine determine the Shiurim, the size of the thickness also? Or the minute Amdine can only determine the material out of which the Keser is to be built, but not the size. So there is a machlokes hashem on it. Rashi doesn't say explicitly, but Rashi only spells out that the minhag hamdina is important in the determination of the material. In minhag ribne is bigovil a chaver yochel imar in the chofitz al gozis. That's all. How about the minhag hamdina is to build out of 4 tvochim a thickness of 4 tvochim in govil itself? Rashi doesn't say anything. But there is a machlokes hashem. Now let's see what Tesu says here. Bigovi is an asynchronous tvochim. What will come out bigovi? Both tvochim. That's the truth. We should need to remain our both the cholecho. In other words, the Mishnah has to spell it out. That each should have gives three. Supplies three tvochim of the mocking, of the expenses. Because if the Mishnah had mentioned bigovi both tvochim, someone could make a mistake and think that each one has to supply 6 tvochim and altogether 12 tvochim. So that's why, in order to eliminate the mistake, so the Mishnah spells it out. Zeni singimu tvochim, altogether 6 tvochim. Vintena, amai yisrech lemisrim, that's called the Bigozis, kim bitnam, hakel kim negamdine, kmo shenoa vikem yasu. ויש להם אב, אם נועד הוא יעשה ניבוב בגוביר, לא יעשה וכן כולו, אלו כשיעור המפור בהש. ומי הוא, אם נועד הוא לעשיס פוחס ניבוב, יעשה, ואפילו אם נועד הוא בהוצה בדלפני, יעשה, כנפור לדמור. So, תזה שיטה is that if there is a minute more to involve, that's an unnecessary thing. I mean, minhag is of no significance if it's unreasonable. So Tensa says, if the minhag is to build a wall with a thickness, let's say, of 10 tvochim, a govil wall with a thickness of 10 tvochim, so one cannot force the other to supply 5 tvochim. Because 6 tvochim, it gives sufficient sturdiness. So Memele, even though there is a minhag, he cannot force the other to supply more than three, more than half of the minimum that is required to make the wall sturdy, sufficiently sturdy. So he says, Dimra b'yisa b'vot b'kobel yasa v'chei kulon k'shir ha'mfresh mi im noa d'l'asis poches m'vo yasa. So this shit is that the minhag hamdina is significant not only in the determination of the material out of which the keser is to be constructed, but even in determining the size of the thickness. But if the minhag is more than 6, so that's an unreasonable practice, because it can be sufficiently sturdy with 6 tvochim. But if the minhag is to build out of govil a keser that has the thickness of 4, so then one cannot force the other to supply 3. That's the issue. So he says, and the ray is that even the hutzeh bidapne is yas. Of course, that's not such a strong ray, because we could say hutzeh bidapne has to do with the nature of the material. So that depends upon the minhag hamdina. The minhag hamdina is govil. But the results of minhag hamdina to use a lesser thickness, a keser of a lesser thickness. 36 Lochim. So then we could say, because from the Gemara it appears that these sizes are important, because with that size, let's say 6 in Govil, 5 in Gozis, so that's the minimum size required for a sturdy mechitze of Dalet Ames height. So maybe we could say that so is all right in the Minigamdinis. But if the Minigamdini is Begovi, so, but there is also in Minig to use a lesser thickness, Govil, of 4 Tvachim. Since 4 Tvachim will not make it sturdy enough for a height of Dalet Ames, and that's the required height of this Minig to prevent Ezekiel. So Mele can force, even though the Minig is to build out of a wall with a thickness of 4, they still have the right, the mutual right, to force each other to build a wall with a thickness of 6. But it is not like that. However, the Rosh is chayav. Now the Rosh is chayav. I should just ask me to hold the exact events. More people are going to be because it's missing a little bit. How can you become more people are going to be this person in this case? Hatsi, it's good to be tone, you know, what it's not like. Very tone of the minute shop in your name. Shall you brag in this beyond the aquatic because it's a solid or car being a host of the pizza like it. When it says, how can you come in it, it doesn't mean that it depends upon the minute that takes place in connection with the construction of the buildings. Let's say, suppose the buildings, the apartment buildings are built out of gozis, but the prevailing custom that the kesel that intervenes between one contiguous neighbor and the other is built out of the rain. So then we can only force each other to build the kesel out of the rain, because the minek that exists in connection with the apartment buildings has no relevance in respect to a kesel that intervenes between one neighbor and the other. So it's that minhag that is important. When you told me minhag shop in your shafting rag, it's beyond the apartment because it's in total car being a chodok from chitzach lekes, with direct visiting with Ruvenim, because it's a situation for him, there is a situation for him, because it's there is for Chaim Mechzo. Wie nicht in Verheim Mechto, wie Quissin sind nicht in Verheim, sind nicht in Verheim, nur wenn sie nicht in der Kommerz, sind nicht in der Kommerz. Wie viel auch immer von Akis an Loki, man wollen schon schnell. Tente, mal Hutz hat mir vor, ich hier, ob du Gott ist, bis zu wenig, und dann in Vorhack, die mir am Dine, wie mehr sie, ich habe nur ein Buch, ich bin nach ihm, ich habe Gott, Gott ist, bis zu wenig, wie mehr so ein Boss am Loge, auch die hier, wie vor, ich da habe, ich habe am Dine, wie Kohle, ja, weil ich kam, ich habe, כי ביהו הוא מבנה איסו, אם ביגוב הוא עוד ביגוז איסו, בכביסים הוא גובל, ואפילו בירוץ המתחת כלום לגמור. אבל שיעור ואחים איס, לבנות את הלבנות זה, אלו בשיעור, אפילו יש מושא סיימו. So the Rosh is Chayav Kantis says, Teis Veshite is, that the Minhag HaMdini is important, not only in determining the material out of which the kesel is to be made, but even in determining the size. But if there is a Minhag for more than 6, in Govil, that's an unreasonable minhag. So it has no significance. But if the minhag is to use less than the thickness of 6 in Govil, less than the thickness of 5 in Gozis, so that's not unreasonable. So the melee, one cannot force the other to build a kesel of 6, but only a kesel of 4 if the minhag is to build a kesel of 4. That's the issue. But the Rosh is ready. That the whole aloha of minhag applies only to the material, not to the size. Our king, even before the heart of the Gamil, the Koel, and Gram Chitzek, and the Noble Nation, in the Gobble, because it's a visible way. But if you put it up, if you talk a bit more, I will show the Achilles, love you know that I will say, I will be sure I'm famous, which is the same. We know how to we know how to be pochets, mine gohua, we will ask him about. So the first part, this is also me. But חלק מהסקנד פארט בורש. בורש סייז מנגוער ובפוחס מיני גרוע להזמין על בסקן. דיקוין לרבונון, דיבות צמח לי כהן. Here, the reason as to why the Mishnah mentions 6, 5, 4, 3 is because that's the minimum that is required to make it sufficiently sturdy in the Mechitze of Dalet Amis Haik. בגיל מי להם חמישה תפוחים כויה, ויבואו לכויה, ולקום השמם לקום בנהור וטבח, ומדבר להם מסידון להם, ולא יסידון, אבל מחיישו לדווקא הוא, ואם ישנה יצא, בגלל כל מטרה מטעם, why did you give away this course on these things? It's a question of statistics. Let's determine what the meaning is. Well, then the Teretz is, suppose there is no special meaning. There is no special meaning. Sometimes there is a meaning to build in God, with God. But some build with a thickness of 6, and some build with a thickness of 10, and some with 5, and some with 4. So then, this is how Jesus was explaining it. So then the Gemara asks, hey, we see on our hands. Now then the Mishnah says, V'chei begin, L'fichoch, L'fichoch, Im nofal ha-keisel ha-moki b'avon v'ashmei. Let's see the Rashi. L'fichoch, Hoyinu v'tchila sabin y'chivu chaychomi. L'fnei, z'b'ishneihem, Im nofal ha-keisel ha-chashon m'rabi, Einu echod yochlei ma'kol ha-keisel l'fnei b'chalki. U'mishali hoi avoni, Achal pi shehu uzak, Yeisel b'chaveri, U'chikei shenofal ha-keisel b'chalki. Can be foresh big more. In other words, because the Gemara says the Mishnah says Levicho. So the Mishnah emphasizes Levicho, therefore, what therefore? Because of the halacha that they should have a right to force each other to build the Mechitza jointly. So according to the second lashon, they have that right all the time. According to the first lashon, so the Mishnah must be applied to the case where they were mishaying themselves to build a case of gentility. So again, they are mechuyim. It's obligatory upon the two shittim to build a case of gentility. So only because of this fact that it's obligatory upon the two shittim to build the case of jointly, that's the reason as to why in case it collapses. So I'm not Rabbanim Shoshneir. But if it hadn't been obligatory, let's say according, if it hadn't been obligatory, so then the Mishnah wouldn't say that Hamokim Rabbanim Shoshneir. So what would be the halacha? How would they divide it? So Rashi says, Uchigin Shenofal HaKeisel B'Chelk. In other words, in case where the wall collapsed, and then half of the stones collapsed in the grounds of Ruvein, and half of the stones collapse in the grounds of Shimon. So even without the principle that there is a schus kvir vested in each shutev to force the other shutev to participate in the expenses and in everything, so we would say that everyone keeps the half of the avoni that fell into his issues. Why does the Mishnah have to mention that the reason as to why they divided equally is because there is a schus kvir vested in each of them. But without the schus kvir vested in each of them, it wouldn't be divided equally. How would it be divided? So even without the schus kvir, so it should be divided equally, let's say by Biko. So there is no schus kvir. There is no schus kvir. It should also, if the wall collapse, the wall of the biko collapse, it should be divided equally. So Rashi points out, because that's based upon the Gemara, Dav Dalet, that the reason as to why the Mishnah bases the Yachleiku upon the schus kvir vested in each Utev is because the Mishnah is reference to a case where the wall collapsed and all the stones dropped, let's say, in the ground room. Here is Reuven's ground, here is Shimon's ground, here is the Keser. And all the stones dropped in the ground of Reuven. So if there hadn't been Yisroel's Kriya, so then Reuven could say to Shimon, you say that you participated in the expenses and everything, that you have the burden of proof, you have to produce evidence, testimony, that you participated equally with me in the building of this wall. But until you produce such evidence, I'm going to keep all the stones. It happened to drop in my round. So I made Rabbi, you Shimon, you want to be matey, all the stones for my round, you have the burden of proof. So this would be the halacha if there hadn't been any schus kvir vested in each of them. But the Mishnah says, lefikoch, therefore, and in view of the fact that there is a schus kvir, so we presume that Reuven would not build the wall himself and spend all the money himself. Let's say it costed $500 to build the wall. So why should Reuven, it would be unreasonable and imprudent for Reuven to spend the $500 himself when he can force through best and he can force Shimon to share the expenses. So even though all the stones happen to be the possession of Reuven, so still Shimon is entitled to share, to divide all the stones, because there is a presumption that Reuven would not build the wall himself if he had the keach to be kefeh Shimon to share in the expenses. But if there hadn't been Yisroel's Kriya and all the stones had been in the possession of Reuven, then Reuven could say to Shimon, you have the burden of proof. Hamitz v'chavei olvai. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara of Dalet. Gemara is the Kashi. Refichoch in Lofa Kisla Amotu Vavonim Shoshneyem. So the Gemara says, Pshite. So Rashi says, Pshite Vavonim Shoshneyem. Da afilu riposak on dine de masnisi. Ham lamdeinu shemitchilo ben shneyem osu. Al kol chomo yochim ki bishove. Ha'avonim. Sha'arim yoshusneyem unochim. V'yabni mehem tiba. So the Gemara gives a teret, v'yitzriche, v'yidinofa, v'yitzir echavnai. So Rashi himself doesn't say anything, but just in parentheses there is the Agoye Befei Mushrach. But Rashi doesn't say anything and in the explanation of the text of the Gemara. Rashi just explains the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Pshite, why does the Mishnah have to base it upon the Schus Kriya? Even without the Schus Kriya, it should be divided. Because it's Momin HaMutl B'Sofik, so it's Chelki. And even the Rabbonim of Sunches, who are Chelik on the Din of Momin HaMutl B'Sofik Chelki, if one is a Muzik. But here is Gershu Shneyem, the Haramin of Gemara was, that the Avodin happened to be Gershu Shneyem. So in Mele, it should be Chilki according to everybody, even according to the Avodin of Sunnis. So the Gemara in the Teret, lo yitzriche, inof Gershu Shneyem Chavnai, in Amel Yipanin lo Chav Gershu Shneyem Dei, Maru Yitayme, Neve Yidoch, Hamitz Mechavir Yor Varaye, is Komashma. So Teisves here, and the Teisves of Lefichol, so Teisves explains it. What is the Gemara Steret? The Gemara means the Nofel Rishus El Chav Naim, it stayed a very long time. So the male I would say, so without the Lefichoch, without the Schus Kriya, I would say, since the stones dropped in the grounds of Reuven, and they stayed there a long time, weeks and months, it stayed, and Shimon didn't protest all this time. For a number of months, the stones are still in the possession of Reuven's grounds, and Shimon doesn't say a word of protest. So, and what does Reuven say? Reuven says,
Rubin says that I built it myself. So if there hadn't been a Schuskriya, suppose the same thing would happen in Ipiko. The wall of Ipiko collapsed. There is no Schuskriya in Ipiko. So if it's not Chobi Shusarbe, so even the Biko it would be Achleiko. But if it shows Manharbe, so in the Biko, if Uven would say, I built it myself, and the stones were allowed to stay in on Uven's blouse for many, many months without Shimon saying a word of protest. So the end Uven would be taken in Bezin. I built it by myself, and that's the reason as to why Shimon, within all the time that all the stones were in my possession, Shimon did not say a word of protest. Because I built it by myself, so then Reuven would be Nehemon, if it happened to Nebiko. Why he would be Nehemon, Tyson explains it on the basis of Migi. Because suppose Reuven, instead of saying, Ani Ibn Asiyo, he would say, Ani Likachtiyo, we both built it. But his chilek, I brought him out, so then he would be Nehemon. Because of Chazoki Komashi Yehudom, Shim Shalei. Even though there is a loch in the Chutfin with Kapta Adode, as the Mora says, at the end of Abai Zvalio, but that doesn't mean that without any limit, Chutfin with Kapta. Only for a short time, Chutfin with Kapta. But for a long time, Chutfin Ha'amakbit. So how is it that Shimon did not protest against the stones remaining in my grounds? So that's a raya, the time of Shimon, if his time had been Ani Likachtiyo. So it's true. So Meile, since in the event, the time had been Ani Likachtiyo, so Reuven would be Nehemon. So now that his time is Ani Ibn Asiyo, he's also Nehemon because of Imige. By Biku. Mashiach came by Chotzer on account of the Schus Kriye. So even though he chose Rosh Hashanah Harbe, he is not Nehemon with the Migi of the Kachtiyo. Why is the Nehemon with the Migi of the Kachtiyo? Because it's like a Migi Mokimedi. Because it's an ansabe that a person, a reasonable person, would not build a kesel by himself when he can force the other shutev to participate in all the expenses. So Meila, even though on the basis of the Mige we should say that his taina of Ani Ibn Asiyo is a true one, is a true taina, but it's like a minimum claim because there is a presumption that in view of the fact that Reuven had the Keach Kriya to force Shimon to participate, that he wouldn't neglect this opportunity. So in spite of the Mige, Reuven is not there. That's why the Mishnah says with you, this is how Tesis explains it. We fichor him of our Keisel, Hamokim Avonim Shoshim. Vichem Migim, Mokim Shenoag, Vigdei is Mechaibinis. In Migav is the same thing. So, Avon Bibiko, Mokim Shenoag, Mushaloi, Vigdei Mechaibinis. So the Gemara explains it as follows. In other words, each one has its own status. Chotzer, so there is this who's clear. Without a meaning. So one shutev can force the other. According to the second motion, the Gemara has Kriya Shmei Hezek, so you can force him without any Ischayas. According to the first motion, that has a Kriya Loi Shmei Hezek, so by Chotzer the Mishnah says he can force him, because the Mishnah's reference to the case where the two shutvim undertook to build the case. So by Chotzer, so one without a minute, so he can force him to build. V'chein begino mokim shenoagu yikdeir is Michael May says. So it means that stangino has a din like mokim shenoagu yikdeir, like mokim shenoagu yikdeir, and one shutev can force the other to build the case. But by biko, so stangino has a din like mokim shenoagu yikdeir. But if there is an affirmative practice to build, then even by Biko you can force one another. Now there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. How about Chotzer? Because in respect to Gino, the Mishnah says in so many words that Stangino has a din like Mokim Shemagolik there. But suppose there is a Minig Shalurinik there, then one Shutev cannot force the other Shutev to build a Keser and Chitze joint. That's by Gino. How about Chotzer? Suppose it's a Chotzer. Now, we pass to the second portion as a Jewish lazy. So without any Minig, one can force the other. Suppose there is a definite meat practice not to build a keser in a chotzer. So the Ramban says but that chotzer is distinguishable from gino. By gino, if the only stam gino has a din like mokim shenoagolik there, but if there is a minik shenoagolik there, you know, so one has no zchus kriya over the other. But by chotzer, even if there is a definite practice not to begin to make a mechitzeh, so one shetev can always force the other shetev to build a mechitzeh because of hachotas nizom as a kriya. By gino there isn't so much as a kriya. That by gino there is very little as a kriya. Even though a gino is always, you always have the crops all year. That's the distinction between gino and biko. Biko means they are over a grain field. A sort of tree. So the sort of tree has its crops spending only certain months in a year, not the whole year. But the garden has a crop of vegetables all the time, a whole year. So even by gino, there is less as a clear than by chotzer. Because by gino, a person is not likely, the owner of a gino is not accustomed to do private hashmishi in the gino. But in a chotzer, a person is accustomed to do private things in a chotzer. So the melee, there is more of a need of privacy in a chotzer than in a gino. So in a gino, when there isn't such privacy as in a chotzer, so only stam gino. So the shitvim have a keach kviye. But if there is a definite minute not to make a mechitze in a gino, so there is no zchus kriya vested in each other. Masha'im came in a chotzer where there is more privacy. So since we pass, like the Moshe has a kriya shmei hezek, so the mele, he can force one shochan, can force the other shochan to build a mechitze even if there is a universal practice in the city not to build a mechitze. Still, Reuven can say to Shimon, never mind the universal practice. So, the people here in this town are not sensitive, but I don't want that you should watch all my tashmishim in my chotzer when I am mishtamish b'sech hatzer. So the Ramban says it can be keife, even if there is a definite minhag, not to build a mechitzeh. The Rosh is saying, and the Rosh says that if there is a definite minhag, not to build a mechitzeh, so then he cannot force it. He cannot force him to build a mechitzeh. Oh, but beginner Abu Biko, so Stam Biko has a din of a mokim shenoagu shaloimik there. But if there is a definite minhag to build, so even in a Biko, one can force the other. Abu Biko, mokim shenoagu shaloimik there, ein chayv nisei. Elohim rotzo, kevis nisei shalei, suppose Reuven and Shimon are shooting in a biko, and they divided the biko, and Reuven wants to build a mechitze, so he cannot force Shimon to participate in the expenses and in supplying the knocking. But if he wants to build the keser, fine, that's his right. But then he has to pay for it himself, and he has to use his grounds. He cannot build a wall on the grounds of the other shop because he's not required to supply the grounds or the expenses. So he has to build it on his own grounds and he has to pay for it. Now, so if he has to pay for it completely, suppose he wants to provide for himself to make sure that in case the wall collapses, his neighbor shouldn't say that he built it together with him and then he'll be divided. So in order to secure for himself that the right to keep all the stones, if and when it collapses, so then the Chachomim or Misakim, that Reuven, if he builds it himself, should make a boundary mark, should set up a boundary mark. And what's the boundary mark? In other words, if that's Reuven's right, and that's Shimon's right, and Reuven builds it, so first he has to build it completely on his ground, and then he has to attach some teeth to the other side. The Gemara discusses where should the teeth be attached, then where should the plaster be attached? Should it be attached on his side or on the other side? So the Gemara says that at the time it is built, it should be attached. The cement, this marker, this boundary mark, these hoses should be attached to the side of the other name, of the other name. So, Lifichoch, El Nimrotso Kenes Lissich Shalei, Ubeine Vizchon Lichutz. Lifichoch, Im Nofal, if it collapses, HaKinsel, HaMokin Vavonim Shalei. And the fact that he has a hoses Lichutz, he has a mark, a boundary mark, Mibachutz, that will indicate that he himself built it, that it wasn't built by both of them. In Moshe Midashreim, supposedly because there is no source created, but they both built it, so Ben is a case of Emsa. But in order to make sure that they both built it, so they have to make two choses. Mikan, Lifichoch. So when it collapses, and then Bezin sees there are two choses, so that's a Rayed and they both built it. So in Mofar, Hakeis, Lifichoch in Mofar Hakeis, Amokim Avonim Shoshner. Alright. וכן בגינו מחיים השניים מן מוקי שלו אבו ביגה באמצע אבל ביקו זה ילוב מוקי שלו אבו בגינו לפרוש מהי קורונה so you know explains it that בגינו סתם בגינו has it in as מוקי שלו אבו ביגה and ביקו סתם ביקו has it in a מוקי שלו אבו ביגה ואין זה חוד בחוץ לפעול בגינו ואין זה חוד מכאן מכאן וידיע ששניהם עשו now בגינו has the question why does the Mishnah say that baby calling they both agree to build the wall, so they have to construct two houses. No one should construct the houses. So then they'll know. Because if one had built it, so then there would be one houses. Since no one built the houses, so that means that there was no houses, they both built it. So why is it necessary to construct two houses? Let neither one construct the houses. So it will also be a lie that they both, when the wall collapses, that they both built it. Because if one had built it, so then there would be one houses. Since there is no houses, so that should be a lie that they both built it. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara has a kasha. Av Nosum Das Meir. אומר לי רובי מפרזיק אל רבה של יעשו לא איזה ולא איזה אומר לי לא הצריך אני קודם חד מן היבוא ודידי ואם לא ותחב ראה אומר דידי זה לא רואה so that's the girls that we have that the, when does the Mishnah say that they both have to they have to build construct two houses if one built already one houses so then there is no other way except by building another houses. That's the girsa that we have. But the Shem Kubetzes mentions another girsa, and it seems that most Rishonim had the other girsa. Not lo yitzricha bi kodim chadnai, but omalei dilme kodim chadnai vavnide. In other words, according to the girsa we have, so in Achname, at the very outset, if they both agree to build the kesel, they don't have to construct two houses. They don't construct any houses. But if they decided to build the Kesel, and let's say Reuven already made a certain piece of plaster he attached to the other side, to Shimon's side, so there is no other way except by attaching the houses on this side. But at the very outset, it's not necessary to construct two houses. But according to the Gilsen, that the Shimon Kubetzes mentions,
So in the very outset, we have to construct two chazis in order to prevent a fraud. Because if we construct at the very outset two chazis, so one cannot defraud the other. But if we tell them, don't construct any chazis, and that will be a riot in the event that the wall collapses, that you both build the wall. Because if one is built, so there should be one chazis constructed. And the fact that there is no chazis constructed on top of the wall, so it would be a riot, they both can build the wall. No, because we are afraid maybe one of their neighbors unscrupulously will construct one chazis, and then when it collapses, so we use that as a riot, that he was the one who built it, when in fact both of them built it. Alright. Now that's the mission. Now, here we see the halacha of Hezekiah. Now the question is, what kind of din is it? Hezekiah, Shnei Hezekiah. What kind of din is it? Now, could anyone say he passed that Hezekiah is also a mazik? So what does that mean? Could anybody call another shutef to eat in Torah, let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Hattush, contiguous neighbors, and Reuven has the habit always watching what Shimon does. So could he call him to eat in Torah and tell him and demand money, damages? It's not shy to say. There is no heaps of money. Could collect damages for watching his private tashmishi. So what kind of mazik is it? The answer is, there are two kinds of maziks. There is a mazik of Bava Kame, and there is a mazik of Bava Basra. The Gemara of Bava Kame discusses mazik from the point of view of Tashum, when something was already done. So this is all that is discussed in the first six parts of Bava Kame. So Asher, Habeya, Hamabel, Haheber, if somebody owns an axe and the axe goes, so he has to pay the first three times. Chotzidami, have damages. When he's a muet, so whole damages. If he was mazik with the shen or with the regal, so even the first time he pays whole damages. If someone digs a bale and then another person or a share falls in and gets hurt, so the one who dug the bear has to pay. If somebody deposits avonim sakhinim masoim in the Rishis Rabim, and as another person passes by and falls and he gets hurt, so the one who left the obstacle, the stone or the knife, so he has to pay. That's the mazik of the So it's based upon the Gemara Davchov in Rovash. There the Gemara says that one is not allowed to open up on the ground floor of a bakery if on the upper floor there is someone who has an itz appearance because it's a mazik. And that this is the kind of a mazik that the Gemara means that our mazik Baharach is asking because it's here at the lake. But he's not allowed to open up a bakery only if the occupant of the upper story apartment has already an its appearance. But suppose it doesn't have an its appearance yet? So later, the occupant of the lower apartment is allowed to open up a bakery. So the more Abai has an Abai. Suppose the occupant of the upper apartment so already made the preparations, he washed it, he put in something, but he did not introduce the pears in that apartment. So do we say that it has a deal as if the upper story apartment had already been and it's or not? Keep it very it's man. So it's a violation. So the horse says,
ויחלו. או, ונפתח אדם חם ושולחתים ושתבוי את החציצור של חבר. סובן, בואי הבית, כי בדורים עצמם. ריבו וחברים עצמם. בוא נעמי על גב ובייסימאו. תראה. So, the horse says, וחילנו אי פשוטה, ומזדקים אלו יהב. So, it's like, this is our horse. Now, the Rambam passes the homo. Let's go. פרטס מרשכים מהלוך יבים. יערוך יבי זה רב המן שום דדיבה במישי. מי שאולי שאולי חנוס תחס יצא חביר אלו יסף בו ונחתי ונצבה ונראה מספוקו ויחד משום הספסתם חיי צבן מדבורים שאילי מהם הבל חנהר. נראו את זה נטל ארו to open up a kind of a shop that will have a lot of heat. Because that will cause damage to the Yitzhak Peres. Mishti Shachim Mavzik Peres Oitzit. Then Yaroch Yimuri says, Kibit Barabayis V'rov Atzavu Yosei Yoshiribo B'chalines Kilasit Be'itzah V'kidim Zeh Oso Bat V'kidim Zeh Oso Tano Kidim Shiachnis Peres Le'itzah. So he says, B'chol Eilu Baritza Ma'akibo V'ova V'oso Tano B'chalitzi Be'i Eim Baritza Yochei Lohosei Atano B'chalitzi. So he passes the chumah, lechatchila it's the chumah. The rosh passes the kule. So lechatchila is allowed to open up a baker since it's a bad leafshit. And the Rambam says lechatchila is not allowed because it's sveiki derais the chumah. But if you did open up a bakery, so then the bar leitzer, the upper store, the occupant of the upper apartment has no right to remove the baker. The stone. But the Chathile is the Chum. According to the Rosh, the Chathile is the Chum. So the Gros says, in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sim Gimu, he says as follows. Okay, the Mechava Paschas like the Rambam. Gimu Bar Ali Odaite Shechof Yisras is Boeitzea, כן שקיבית וריבית על יוסי, או שריבו בוחלניס, כדרך שאיסים לעיצר, וקידם זה ועושתם לו כדם שיחליס פירס לעיצר, או שישחיל לעצר שום שמין או ממנים או אתמורים וחייץ בהם, וקידם זה ועושתם לו כדם שעושה חיטים, או שעושה בלחנוס, מחיו על גבו, להבדיל בין החנוס ובין העיצר, בכל איסוצה, או לבית הוא איפשתי. So בכל איבו בעל העיצר מעקבו, מעקבו, לדרם, לחום, ואימו באביו עושה אין יוכל עשיר. קיימו שלקרו אינוס חס, זה זה ספר. קיימו שיטס הרמבה, בסווינק, אבל הורש, אבל הורש כאן חילק, ויקוסב די להרחק בסווינק. סודם לקרוס עז, וחי גב נפליגה בעבידה, בסוף דובר. The same kind of מחלי קייס, we found in connection with השורס הרי. There are a bias of Yipshit in connection to Shores Avid. Now, what is the... He doesn't say what he has reference to, but it's obvious. He has reference to the bias of Yipshit at the beginning of Ibn Mitzies. Tafshun Shin Ma'o. So, he was a scapegoat. At the beginning of Ibn Mitzies. So there we also have a machlekes Hashem. Some Hashem, we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. סימן רי סמך, סיבזן, מוצו פרס מפוזורים, במוקים אגרונץ, אם הוא כמו עיקר בסיודל אדמס, או בייסר אדמס,
הרי לשרי, מפני שהמחבאים מתאקלים בסיפוסם. הויום מפוזור עם ביפוחס מדלת אמס, לא ייגע בהם, שמעבאים מניחו שם. הויו כמו יום, חוצי קו, בבי זמס, או יקוויים בחס אמס, תצדי בוי רבי ימי, בוי רבי ימי, נו מציאס, או ישרי הקו משניים וגימו מיני, כי אם תמרים ושום שמי, קוראים מוסוק, לפי חוס לא ייטל, ונותר לנחי ולחס. So,
does anyone have any more going to see here? No? See the horse? No? No one? Yeah. Yes. Thank you. says here, V'chim de'lo yifshite, Sveike de'raise, Le'chumre v'chay v'achas. That's what the horse says, by these abayas, of Kapshim Shemim. So, Mashal is having there, so it's chay v'achas. It's chay v'achas. The Rambam says, V'fichav v'yiteyo v'unotar in chay v'achas. So here, just the reverse. The roles are reversed. The Kohen mentions a similar machlekes in connection with this Abayi Yifshit and Ashores Abayi. But the roles are reversed. In the machlekes in connection with Achlokes Nizikim, so the Abayi Yifshit, so the Rambam Paskes Lechumre, the Rosh Paskes Lekule. And in connection with Ashores Abayi, so the Abayi Yifshit, so the Rambam says, in the Chayu Achis, he passes the kule, and the rosh passes the chum, chay lachas. So that's no stira, because the going doesn't mean that one depends upon the other. But he mentions, in other words, there is a similar oneness. But now, for the same reason that the Rambam says lechumre in connection with by lifshit and achokes nizokin, so the rosh passes lechumre in connection with the by lifshit and achokes nizokin. Is the same kind of oneness. But the Rambam applies this lomdes to Achlokes Nizikin, whereas the Rosh applies the lomdes to Ashores Abayim. We have to understand why. But the Kohen says it's a similar machlekes. But the roles are reversed. Now, again, to the Kohen, the Kufnu Hei. So he says, וחייגב לפליגה בעבין, פיסופי כבאי, ויטייבי של הרמב״ם. What's the time of the Rambam? As to why he passes the חומרה by סופי כחוק הזה זוכי. כי אם דמנתי וניזוכי נוסר, אז לילו לחומרה, מה שאין גיל אחר כרקל, כמו שקוסקוסו פיסופי כבחי, המי צמחה בלו בעי, וחיים בעבין. So what do you mean, חיים בעבין? So it has to be לחומרה, according to Rosh. And then he says, Abel Rosh say here, Abel Gafshu Deraise. So the Gros says that both are made that Achokas Nizokin is Midraise. The Rambam endorsed. But the Rambam says that since Achotis Nisokin is the Reis, so we can rise the Chumri. And the Rosh also agrees that Achotis Nisokin is the Reis. But it's Rikule, like Mami. Mami is also the Reis. Yisra Gezel is a Nisra Reis. Still, we say Amitim Chavir Olam Arayim. So, Achotis Nisokin is like Mami. So it's Rikule. Our Rosh say there, Abba Gav should be the Reis, Kili Dimila, the Mami has been Rikule. כמו שפוסו ביסי פרק הזורי. ואין רם בן דור, ולינגן צדור. נאו תקרו מיישן, זה נאו תקרו מיישן. אם ידור, תגמור איזה הבאי, יש יד לצדור כאוי יד לצדור כדור מה הדין סלו לצדור כאוי. And then there was another seller. And he said, ועדי. He didn't say ועדי נאם, but he said ועדי. So the question is, יש יד לצדור כאוי יד לצדור, זה הבאי ליבשי. So the Ram there says, so there is a machleket between the Ram and the Rambam. So the Ram says that it's Rikule. It's a Amitz Mechavir Ravarai. So in the case where someone said, and one seller, Hadin seller is not. Then there was another seller on the table and he said, Vahadin. So the Ram passes that the one who said Vahadin, so he is entitled to keep it. In Narotanim cannot be made if I'm Amitz Mechavir Ravarai. But the Rambam says, no, so if it's okay, it's lechumre. So you get the rise of lechumre. So, in other words, why does the Gro doesn't mention it just to show his kiyas? In other words, it's the same kind of wonders. It's the same kind of wonders. Even though one does not necessarily depend upon the other. V'orayeh, the Rambam is the one who in regard to Abay Lifshitei Nachotes Nizokin in Paskas Lechumre and the Rosh Lekule and in Achshoves Aveideh, the roles are reversed. So for some reason, one has a good reason as to why by Aveideh it should be Lechumre and by Achotes Nizokin Lekule and vice versa. Alright. So, and then he mentions the machlikes, the Ramban, and the machlikes Chan and the Ramban in regard to Sofik Tzdoke also. So it's the same one, this. It involves the same question. Now, the Kiryas Sefer says that Achotes Nizokin is a Kodesh Chacham. But you see, the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit, is a Shitas Yochid. Because we see from Mor B'Shem that the Yisra involved Achotes Nizokin is a Nisarais. We see it in Ramah, we'll soon see the Ramah and the Ramban and the Rosh and the Rambam. Here the Gro says that both the Rambam and the Rosh are made it, that is the Reis. If the Gro Shita had been that Achotes Nizokin is the Rabbanon, why doesn't he say that that's the reason as to why the Rosh says that it is that Sofik Achotes Nizokin is Rikule, because Sofik and Rabbanon Rikule. So he says, Avon Rosh says, Avon Avshehu the Reis, and the Jesus Rosh says explicitly that it's the Reis. That says explicitly that it's the Reis. So he says that it's the Reis, but it's a mitzvah chavir olai. So the Mabit is a yochid. All the other Rishonim say explicitly that Achotes Nizokin is the Reis. Now, Achotes Nizokin, as I mentioned the day before yesterday, so there are two kinds of Achotes Nizokin. There is one type of Achotes Nizokin that comes within the Yisrael of Rishonim. But there is another type of Achotes Nizokin that does not come within the parasha of Rishon Rebbe Mishpatim. Because the parasha of Rishon Rebbe Mishpatim deals with Nizikin that involve humanitary damage. Above is Nizikin, Asher, Rabbi, Amame, Ba'ever. But Kutre, Bereire, that doesn't involve humanitary damage. It's even impossible to determine the humanitary damage. So what kind of a nezek is it? It's a useless. Or as clear as you say, as it is also a damage. So that's a different kind of nezokin. So when the Rambam and the Rosh have a machlekes in regard to Achotes Nizokin, they have a machlekes in regard to all kinds of Achotes Nizokin. Whether it's the type of nizokin that involves a monetary damage, so then it is implicit in the Yisra of Rosh Karenu. And then as far I didn't have the time to mention it. As far as the Issa of Mazik is concerned, let's say, suppose somebody will break another statement. Mamish Mazik. Will Mamish Mazik. So Rabbi Yehne, in the first Perek, of his Perush and Pir Giovens. So he says, in explaining, the Gemara, Haiman the boy of Meverside. So we kind of Doves, and one says, we kind of in Zekin. Amina mentions at the beginning of the first Berg in Pir Giovens. So he says that only Zekin, above is Zekin. So there is a few of Tashmoni, that's the Parashat Mishpatim. Where is the Isa? Where is the Isa of above is Zekin? So he says that the Isa is implicit in the love of the six. The very strange Amina is implicit in the love of the six. Now, Rabbeinu does not mean that the Ika love of the Sixel has reference to Mazik, because if the Ika love of the Sixel would have reference to Mazik, so then every Mazik should be Chaimokes. What do we say? It's a lot of Kashumi. Alright, so there is Machlekes. Rishayim, as to whether there is such a loche, Rabban Kitashumi Milekin. There's the Rambam Shite, but it's a Shite in Marcuses. There is no such a loche, Rabban Kitashumi Milekin. There is no Marcus for the love of Xele because it's Rabban Kitashumi. The Rambam says, even if the Xele, the Dovah Gosmo is Bien, then there is no Marcus because it's Rabban Kitashumi. But if the Bien, if the Dovah Gosmo is not Bien, it was destroyed. So there is no market because of Rabban Kitashmoni. But this is Shitei Makasis, that there is no such a lot of Rabban Kitashmoni. There is no market. So the question is, if the Ikalab of the Sixth applies to Mazik, then every Mazik should be higher market. According to this is Shitei Makas, that there is no such a lot of Rabban Kitashmoni is in Reiki. That there is no such a lot. So the answer is, there are certain Rabban that the Ikalav has reference to one Isa. But other Isurim are Nichra on that love. So then the Aloch is that Malkes there is only, Malkes there is for that Isa that is implicit in the Pshutish on Nichra. That is the Ikalav. That the Ikalav has reference to. But the things that are Nichra and are deduced to the Midrash Atir and Treshes Ben, but it's not implicit in the Pshutish or Mikro, there is no Malkis. Now we have many examples. Let's say there is a love of the Sashbis as Eitzu. But the Gemara says that if somebody is Kireyach, Godim Chamosei, and he has said, he's also even a love of the Sashbis. So the Rambam says in Sifra Mitzvahs, Malkis is only Chayev if he tears down and is Mach. But if he just breaks wastefully a table or a property, der Hashose, he's also in the Rav, but he's not Chayim Malkis. Why? Because the Ikalav, the Rambam says, has reference to its Machel. This is the Pshutish on Mikol Nisash, this is Eitzor. But the Chachomim deduced from that Rav and Nisar against all kinds of Efsek Nondi. Even Kireyak, Godem Chamosa. So he's in the Rav, but it's not a Pshutish on Mikol. So it's Nichlal. It's Nichlal, it's deduced from that Pasuk. So in regard to the things that are not implicit in the Pshutishal Mikro, it is a din of love shekholos. So maybe there is no malchus. Or, let's say, there is a love of Baal Tishakto. So the Ika love of Baal Tishakto is reference to Shkotzim or Mosi, if somebody is a Chalutim Mosi, insect. But the Gemara says in Makis that if somebody eats the Yodayim Suaveis with dirty hands, he touches the food and he eats it, he's also in about the Shakhtu. So the Rambam again in Sivra Mitzvah says, if somebody will eat Rimosim, he'll be Chayim Malkes for about the Shakhtu. But if somebody will eat Biodayim Sorbets with dirty hands, or dirty food, let's say you take out food from the garbage in the street and you eat it. So he'll also be even the love of about the Shakhtu. But Malkes will not be Chayim. Why? Because the Ikalav has reference to Achilas Rimosim, insects, not Ichob Yedayim, Mizuomis, or Mizuomis. So again, in regard to the Isurim that are Nichlal, but it's not Ikalav, so it's Lav Shilchomis. So the Rambam says himself, and there are many, many examples of that sort. So the Melech, when Rabbi Yehuda says that Dalet Ovis Nizikin, Yehuda Nizikin, is included in the love of the sixth soul, it doesn't mean that the Ika love of the sixth soul has reference to Ezekiel. The Ika love of the sixth soul has reference to Zeir Mamesh. But any Hefzik moment that one is given, the Havere is included in that love. But Mahoki is the reason. But the love of the sixth soul, according to Rabbi Yenik, is only Shayach if it's in Ezekiel, like Dalit of Ezekiel, where there is monetary damage. Not the kind of Ezekiel like Kutre. So where there is no Hefzik moment cause to the other. So then there is no Hisra of the sixth, or even the love that is Nikla on the sixth. So when the Gro says that it's wicked, I say, so that the Gro doesn't limit himself. All right, as far as opening up a bakery on the ground floor, or on the upper floor, there is a Litza Peres, so that involves monetary damage too. That comes within the parasha of Mishpatim also. But the Rambam Shite and the Rosh Shite, they are not limited only to this kind of magic. Any kind of Chosh Nizik. The Rambam doesn't mention it in Hilchas Niskimomen, he mentions it after Niskishchein. So since he mentioned it in Niskishchein, so it seems that it's not based upon the Isa of Nishtarel. Or according to Rabbi Yene, the Isa of Nisikzon. But it applies to all kinds of Nizokim. Even Nizokim that do not involve monetary damage, like Kutre and Bisakise, so Reacha, so that is also Sveke the Chumre, and according to the Rosh, it's Likud. So, why? So the Rosh says as follows. Now, what is the Moke? What is the Moke of Achokis Nisikim in the Raise? So we saw that the Rach in Sanhedrin, that was on the base. So, Ushpatem Tzedek B'nishi B'nochiv B'nishi B'nochiv U'bein Geirei U'bein Afiru B'n Bayis La'aliyo. U'bein Mishmochiv O'mar Avidaf U'n Bayis La'aliyo U'bein Geirei O'mar Avidaf U'bein Tano Likirai. So the Rach says, what does it mean? Kama achok astano mina keise o mina zivo shetachasatano vi kama achok asakiro v'amal ze bikiro. So, o achok is nizoki. O achok is nizoki. So, that's an essay. So we made a difference in essay. So we could say, so according to the Rambam, we could say that it implies two things. First of all, it implies ischus. It implies ischus. In other words, that one neighbor has ischus against the other neighbor not to be damaged by the other neighbor as a result of the other neighbor's maintenance of the mazik and uses. It's ischus. If it is, and according to the Rambam, Does it imply ischus? It also implies an isarese. Ushvatetem tzedek b'nishu b'nochiv u'b'nirei. Afu b'ntano l'karayu. So that means it's an isarese. One is not allowed to maintain a mazik, a nuisance on his premises. So, both. Now the question is this. If they are both are implicit, ischus and isarese. So is there any connection between the two? So we can explain it in three ways. We can say that the basic thing is a nisa. In other words, the basic thing that is implicit in this posik of Ushvatetem Tzedek, Ben Ishi Nochuv Ben Girei, Afilu Ben Bais La'aliyo, Ben Tamu Nikirayim, is a nisa rese. Not that the Baal HaBais is not allowed to maintain a mazik in the Bais if it is conducive to damage to the Aliyo, or if it's a nuisance to the Aliyo. It's an Israel. And as a result of that Israel, so the other neighbor acquires Israel. Because, so the primary thing is the Israel incumbent upon the mazik. Mimele, the Nizek, acquires Israel of forcing the mazik to remove the mazik. But the basic thing is the Israel. Or we can say the other way around. We can say that the basic thing in the posik of Mishvatetem Tzedek B'nishi B'nochiv U'b'nirei is that Ishochnu הם זכות שכנים. Not only this. Memele, this chus that is vested in the nizek gives, imposes an obligation upon the mazik not to maintain that mazik. Because the posik, the Torah says, Ushbatatem tzedek b'nishu b'noch migay. In other words, you shall judge righteously between one person and his brother and the one who lives with him, who dwells with him. So in other words, you shall judge righteously. What does it mean? In accordance with the skusim of the neighbor. So the base since this posik implies his skus vested in the nizek, not to be nizek through the maintenance of the mazik on the neighbor's premises, so the melee it imposes its claim upon the mazik. But the basic thing is the schus of the nizik, and that gives rise to the obligation, the chayv and the iser, and the mazik. And we can say that this posik of Shvatim Tzedek, Benishu Benochim Ubengelei, implies two independent things. It implies a schus, of a schus vested in the nizek, and independently a nisarese, incumbent upon the mazik. Not that the nisarese is a result of the schus, or that the schus is a result of the nisarese by the mazik. There will be a big nafkemine. Let's say, suppose one neighbor is a god, the other neighbor is a god. So if we say that the schus emanates from the Yisra, why does the Nizek get his schus not to be Nizek? Because the Mazik is Musa not to maintain the Mazik on his premises. But suppose he's a copy, he's not Musa. Or suppose he's not Musa. Suppose he's a goy, the other neighbor, the Mazik. He's a goy, he's certainly not Musa. It's not one of the Zaymits in Yeneya. So, he is not Musa. But if we say that the basic thing is his chutz, so even though the mazik, the other neighbor, the mazik, is a cotton or a goy, but he is his chutz. So without any obligations incumbent upon the cotton or upon the goy, he can just force the neighbor to remove it without his chutz. Now, if the two things are independent of each other, so you can also enforce it as against the goy and as against the cotton too. So the Rambam Shita apparently is, he agrees with the Shita of the Rach, that the posik of Shvatim Tzedek Nishim Yoch Megerei implies a halacha of Hachokas Nizok. And either that the basic thing, according to the Rambam, is a nisera of maintaining a mazik, mimele it gives rise to a schus, or the Rambam can say that this posik of Shvatim Tzedek Nishim Yoch Megerei implies two separate halachas: a schus vested in the nizek and an obligation incumbent upon the mazik. Two separate things. So mimele, insofar as the schus that is vested in the nizek is concerned, if we say that according to the Rambam, the basic thing is a nisa, or an obligation incumbent upon the mazik to eliminate the mazik in nuisance on his premises, and the schus becomes vested as a result of the obligation and the nisa incumbent upon the mazik. So the mele, since as far as the nisa is concerned, so we have to say, speaking the ice of the mele, so the mele, he himself has to be mad. Even if we say that it's two independent things, it's not that the schus emanates from the Yisra and the chayv that is incumbent upon the mazik. It's two separate things. There is a chayv and there is a schus vested, and the schus is vested in the nizek even when there is no chayv incumbent upon the mazik. For example, the mazik is a goy, the mazik is a kohen. So there is a schus vested. So again, we can understand the Rambam Shita. So that way, so in regard to the schools, so we say, so he cannot demand of the Lizek, cannot demand of the Mazik, he cannot enforce his schools because he has to prove his schools. That's the halacha of Sofik Mamilot. You say you have a schools, prove it. He can't prove it because it's a Bayer Lipshite. No one knows whether he has a schools or not. It's a Bayer Lipshite. If Chazal didn't know. So how can anyone prove it? So he cannot enforce it. But as far as the Yisra, yes, is concerned, so he has to go to Chumra. So the Shitas Rambam can be explained in one of two ways. Either that the basic thing is the Yisra and the Chayv of not maintaining the Mazik. Memele, that gives rise to his chus becoming vested in the Lizek. So if Zvikin rises to the Chumra, he's Mechuyet. So Memele, Mechumra, Misofik, he has to refrain from maintaining a Mazik on his premises. Or we can say, according to the Rambam, this posik of Shvat and Tzedek B'nishi Noch Megere implies two separate halachas. An obligation incumbent upon the Mazik to remove a Mazik, a nuisance from his premises, and the schools vested in the Mazik. So the Mele, in regard to the schools, it's a mitzvah of Raya, but in regard to his own, Yisra, he has to go, what is the Shita Rosh? So the Rosh, there is a Chilis Rosh. Chilis Rosh, Klal Kufches, and this is the basic Chilis Rosh in Hachot Mizon. So first of all, it's Klal Meir Shmeino, paragraph Yud. So there, the Rosh mentions a very big Chiddush, and that's a very important, it's not Negeir to the first period, but it's very much Negeir to the second period. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yitzi and the Rabbanon as to whether the Mazik Lahav Kesatz Mei or the Mizik Lahav Kesatz Mei. The Rabbanon say the Mazik Lahav Kesatz Mei. So the male Rabbanon say Machlik and Zeyo Min Abeya Chokeyam. So if Shimon has a Mira here, and if Reuven wants to plant a new one here, he has to move away on his own premises. Suppose Shimon has the Beya Mamish near the border. Here at the border. And so, if Reuven wants to plant a tree, he has to move away from the border. Chofeyam. Why? Because otherwise, the Shoroshi of the new one will undermine the foundations of the bed in due course. And the Rabbi says, no, he's allowed to plant a tree because the Lamizik Lamai Satsme. Lahafi Satsme. Where it is, give it away, so then everybody is made that. The Talmazik Lahafi Satsme. Maybe Rabbi Yitzchak will give it away. But when it's not given away, like planting a tree, because at the time when he plants it, there are no chitzmes yet. It will take maybe a year or two until the Shoroshi will be mispashed and undermine the foundations of the other neighbors' bay. So it's not given away. So Rabbi Yitzchak says he's allowed to do it. And the Rabbanan say he's not allowed to do it. So here there is a chitzmes Shorosh. In Klal Kufres, paragraph 8, Shailo, Reuven Chof Adumo Bechatzire, Shemikshomim Yikal Chol Yisecho, Uchsherobo Hamayim, Uchsherobo Hamayim, Beikim Ve'evulim Dele Achim Asmarti Shimen, V'gam Asriya Bechotz HaShimen, Mireya Hamayim. So that means, so there are two contiguous Chatzires, Reuven and Shimen. So, and Reuven, dug a bay in his chotzer, in order to fill it up with water, with mikshom. But the situation is such that whenever the bay is filled up with water, overflows with water, so then the water starts flowing over the chotzer of Shimen, the adjoining neighbor, and then the basement of Shimen becomes filled up with water. That's the situation. So the Shai, now the Gemara says when he passed through Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Satzme, so there was a little between Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven said, I have a right to maintain the bay of my chotzer in order to have a reservoir of water, and the fact that in due course this water will overflow and it will flood your basement, that's your problem. That's not my problem, because we pass from my Trabiesi, our music laughing is at me. And she will say that he becomes wind. He cannot even live. Because whenever there is a lot of rain, so then his basement becomes flooded. So they inquired of the Rosh. So the Rosh mentions it very English. Lefluk, lefimish kaudishen, Ruben is right. We do pass from my Trabiesi, our music laughing is at me. So it is just too bad that his basement becomes flooded every time there is a lot of rainfall. But the Rosh says that the deal is with Shimon, not with him. Minami sheruvein chayev nisar kezekim v'yafu rabyeitzi v'yomar alamizik la'afra kezatzma heichet lehavu gered rain hochem meidekim v'nofi shezeke v'shimon v'gam tashmi shal Shimon kogua v'yef shalim nisar kezatzma ולמדים עובר עם ארתי וחוצר ובמקום הרב יאיסי אלו בביה ואירון אף על פי שהביה קידם ואירון לא יוקית שזה חיפה ושיח שלם וזה נטייה ושיח שלם משום מסתם ביה ומים וכנוסים וביקר יוחדה מזה גריסה לקצמי ולהר חיקץ ביה ומידו אירון חופי עמו וביה להווה כל ההי תש משקבוע לא חיניקים ובחכמים וגם בנופי שזה ככל ההר So he says, "Adin Shimon." And what's the difference between Machiki and Sinom in Abeya? So again, he says, "Ein Machiki," because I need to ask exactly. So here, so it's also so we should say, "Al Shimon La'achis Atzmei." So let him. So you're not happy, Marty. So the Rosh says, "No, it's very difficult to live without a Marty. A Marty is a necessity. A Marty, a basement is a necessity." You have to store certain things in a sack, in a mountain. So really, when does Rabbi Yossi say, Allah is in love with Satsmei, if the it's not such a great hezek. It's not such a great hezek. So really, let's say, when the Shoroshim undermine the foundations of the Binyan, it's not such a hardship, it's not such a... It's a relatively small inconvenience for the Baal HaBeit when the Shoroshim reach the Beit, the foundations of the Beit. Masha'inke, here, so since the Hezek of Shimon is no fish as Eike, v'gam tashmi shal Shimon kovua, v'yev shal misal gezatzme. I mean, he'll be very uncomfortable, Shimon, if Ruvein will not be forced to remove that bear that is such a nuisance to him. So then Rebensi is made the Ramazik Lahakhisat. So we have a sheet in the Ramban, an hour tomorrow, and Chitz Taker Shrifrit, so that apparently accords with the sheet of the Rosh. Now, Tesis on the Shein as the Kashi, Chitz Taker Shrifrit, so even with them, Pesha Barakem, Vihu Ramazik. The Arba'am is the only Al-Khik who be Shulaveh Nesakem. Who be Shulaveh Nesakem. So this says, Va'afilu Rabbi Yisi nikomo nikamo al-Nizik ma'afik es atzmei, Omar Abashir nikamo, Meid Rabbi Yisi b'gir Adolem. B'gir Adolem. So here it is Gir Adolem. Why is it Gir Adolem? Why is it Gir Adolem? Why is it Gir Adolem? Because of the Adal Adames, the Chamorim required anyone who wants to plant and plants a new one to the man. That's Avodas HaKeren. What's Avodas HaKeren? No, so that doesn't apply to Dafke Til Keren. That applies to any new one. Because if he has a new one, so he will be, it will be necessary for him to bring all the Kriya HaChishon, all the tools and the implements to plow the soil, to till the ground in connection with the tree. So that the tools and the implements of Machisho require about our dance. So the melee Ruvein cannot, if Ruvein wants to plant a tree, let's say here is is Shimonson, and Ruvein wants to plant a tree here at the bottom line. He cannot do it. He has to move away down the house. Because if he'll plant the tree here, so then he'll be tempted, Ruvein will be tempted to bring all his tools and implements on the side of Shimon. Because he has to put them somewhere, and if the tree will be planted near the borderline, so he'll be tempted to put them on the side of Shimon. But even though he can control himself, he can curb his desires and his temptation, and not to put his tools and implements on the side of Shimon, but human nature is such that many times a person doesn't resist this temptation. And here, he'll always be tempted. Whenever he has to work, to do work on his tree, he'll be tempted to put all the tools on Shimon's son. So maybe he becomes a mazik and it's given away. Now, again, here you have an example that there is such a distinction between the mazik of the Vakam and the mazik of Achlokes Nisukin and Rulvas. In the mazik of Rav Kamer, so it's not shy to say he is a mazik just because the other neighbor doesn't trust him. And the other neighbor says, I don't trust you. You'll always be tempted whenever you have to do work on your tree. So you'll be tempted to put all your tools and implements on my field. So that couldn't be a basis for any time in Rav Kamer. He has to be a mazik. Suppose Ruvein says, well, I'm a man with great moral integrity. I'm not going to put my tools and implements. So from the point of view of the Israel of Ishmael, it's not shaykh to say that Shimon should force Ruvein to move away the planting of the tree downs just because Shimon doesn't trust him. Because human nature is such that a person succumbs to temptation. So because of that, he is in the Ishmael, because human nature is such that he's likely to succumb to temptation. But in the schutz of Achokes Nizokin, since human nature is that they are likely to succumb to temptation every time he'll have to do work on his sode, on his tree, so maybe he has his schutz to have this tree removed. So we see there is a special halacha of Achokes Nizokin of Shechem has nothing to do with the Yisrael of Ishmael. Many times, so both Yisroel can apply. Anything that the Rambam mentions in Iskit Shechemim is based upon the special halacha of Achokes Nizokin. It has nothing to do with Yishmerenu. If it has to do with Yishmerenu, then the Rambam will mention it in Iskit Mot. Anyway, the Taisa says that that's the reason. That's the reason as to why it's our mazi to have this actually even according to the people. Because since the Achok is the Adamus, for someone who plants a tree, whether it's a vine or any other tree, so is based upon Avilas HaKerem, and Avilas HaKerem is based upon the fact that when someone has a tree, he'll always be tempted to put his implements and his tools on the Sode Chavirei. So the melee becomes a mazik in his Israel, he's not a mazik in the Makamim, just because one is likely to do that in the future. But it becomes a mazik of Bolobasra, a mazik of Shechem, and it's considered Gira Darei, and Mimele, the Nizek, even Rabbi Yisi is made it, that the Nizek, the Balat Fue, so the other Sode, so can force the Balat Kerem to move away Balat. Now, and so, Tense Shite is, and that's the Ramasas. The Ramasas from this Gemara, we can use our. Suppose Ruvein.